As we mentioned, tanning salon owners are furious over the 10% tax on their services. They say the new tax is the last thing they need in a struggling economy. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, dermatologists hope the new tax will deter tanning, the same way tobacco taxes have helped cut down on smoking.
Relaxed is a spa and tanning salon located in the heart of the George Washington University campus, just blocks from the White House. Owner Chris Hart is proud of the business he's built over the past 4.5 years.
And we have 8 rooms. We have stand up, we have lay down. The lay down has 2 different levels. There's gold and platinum, so it's really depends on how many bulbs there are all around, how many fans, you know, what kind of equipment you have.
But Hart is worried about the impact of the new 10% tax on his mostly college-aged clientele.
I don't imagine we're going to lose probably more than 10 to 12% of our customers. But I do think that the customers that we have will probably spend a little bit less here over the years. So it's going to have an impact on the bottom line. And what am I going to do? I'm going to have to end up letting go of employees.
Indeed, one customer made a point of buying her next series of 10 tanning sessions before the new tax took effect. But 19-year-old Christina Zatola, who says she comes to get tanned as often as 3 times a week right before a vacation, says she doesn't think a 10% tax will have much of an impact on her tanning habits.
No, it won't.
Zatola says there's one thing, though, that might stop her from tanning in the future.
Just because it's not about the money, it's probably about not a good choice to keep tanning.
Hearing that from a very tan 19-year-old is good news and bad news for people like Alan Halpern. He's head of dermatology at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and vice president of the Skin Cancer Foundation. He says he's glad that some people are becoming aware that tanning isn't healthy, but most people still don't realize that it's just as bad for your skin to get a tan as it is to get sunburned.
Because the tan is really a response to damage. So by definition, if you see the tan, it's because your cells have sensed that they've been damaged by ultraviolet.
And getting tanned in a tanning booth in order to lay down a base to prevent a sunburn is no way to prevent skin cancer. In fact, says Halpern, just the opposite is true.
Over the years, the data has become increasingly conclusive that regardless of the type of tanning bed that you're using, it increases your risk for developing melanoma.
That's why Halpern and his fellow skin cancer specialists are happy to see indoor tanning being taxed. The question, though, is how big does the tax have to be before it actually changes behavior? With tobacco, there's been a lot of research, and the studies are pretty clear, says Greg Haefeli of the American Cancer Society.
The studies show that for every 10% increase in the cost of a pack of cigarettes, you get a corresponding reduction in overall consumption of about 4%.
And the decrease is even bigger for younger smokers who are more sensitive to price. But it's not clear whether the tanning tax will have the same impact or whether 10% will be enough to make a difference. Doctors like Alan Halpern clearly hope it will, but the idea that the federal government would impose a tax to try to address a public health concern infuriates tanning salon owner Chris Hart.
I don't know when it was that the government was assigned in the Constitution to be my doctor. I think I should make decisions about how I exercise, what I eat, and you know, who I'm with, and what activities I do. Before they know it, maybe they'll start taxing people if they don't go to the gym.
The new tax is estimated to raise $2.7 billion over the next 10 years. That money will be used to help offset the cost of the rest of the new health law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.